Audio.
Holy shit!
You won't believe the static.
The audio.
Kitchen. The audio kitchen.
Yes, it's running. You can't hear it. You can't hear it go round when you're recording. But when you're rewinding or something, you can.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, now we shut the door.
Tell it like it is, Professor.
Fuck you wanna do?
I think I might have sex. I'll think about it. I said I want to have sex.
Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, dick, fart, turd, twat. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits, fart, turd, twat. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits, fart, turd, twat. I fucked your mom, and then I wanted you!
Yo, what's up, Brian? You can suck my dick, bitch. Aight? Can you hear me?
Only you make me calm.
Hello, my friend. What do I say about what? Vitamins, yeah. Yeah, to grow my hair. You need some hair? I need a hair in my booty. All my balls in my head, you know what they say. All my balls. My head and my balls, you know what they say? The head and the balls are very important to me. I live with the balls and the hair and the balls. You know they gotta braid it when they get long. Yeah, me too. I hate that shit. Hate. Yeah, hair in my ass. Mic track 1, 2, 1, 2.
There's some highbrow material, huh? Hey ho! It's the Audio Kitchen. The only program of amateur audio in the world.
Fucking.
I'm the professor, your host. And after a few months off, I'm back here right now in the digital domain. I feel so free and so loose. Oh, like a little girl in slippers. But the truth is, we're here to do some dirty work. You and I. That's what's going on. Instead of the usual table of potluck, you know, the casserole dishes. We're going to deal with the dirty dishes for this hour. The fact is, I'm going to be playing material during this program, which you cannot hear on the radio, which can't be played on the radio, at least not legally. Frank discussions of caca, pee-pee, private parts, and human coupling. Over the years, as I've been doing this show here on WFMU, I've run across a lot of material which required editing or bleeping. In fact, what you're hearing underneath me here is from the audio letters of Ziggy Bathtub. Besides singing Bowie and Iggy songs in the bathroom, he also had an audio letter, which I played on the show a year and a half ago or something. And, well, he just said the word fuck and fucking so many times that it was absurd. Totally absurd. So what I did was I saved them up, and that's what you're hearing now, only it's all digitally screwed around. But sometimes there's some things that just, even if you take out the dirty words, you lose something, and that's what we're about to hear now. Oh, and what we just heard before, at the beginning of the program, those were mic and tracks found through Napster and file sharing services of people's home recordings that are available on the internet. But what we're going to hear in a minute here is something that I've played before, only when I played it the first time, I took out the dirty words, and it just wasn't the same. It's really only one dirty word here. Well, two or three, but the main one is the word shit. And it's a couple kids having fun, and they're saying the word shit with such glee that you can't even imagine it these days. It was found in a Brooklyn junk store. And these kids are just drunk with the power of profanity. If you can remember back the first time when you actually realized you could say dirty words and you wouldn't be struck by lightning, well, that's the feeling they have here. It starts off with a little bit of teasing the dog, a little discussion about New York's financial crisis. This is a mid-70s artifact. And then it goes into a spoof of Let's Make a Deal, only instead of Monty Hall, it's a Bob Barker hosting the program. Woof, woof, by the way. And it involves lottery tickets. I guess the lottery was new back then, too. Things like that. But they find so many ways to use the S word here. It's pretty profound. For profanity, it's profound. And it doesn't seem like they really understand that much about, you know, the human coupling, the sexual act. But typical for boys, they understand the scatological thought process. In other words, they know a lot about poop.
NBC Newsroom. The president is going to make a speech about helping New York City.
President.
Well, I'm here to help the financial cuts in New York. Now, shall I say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United Nations of America and to the Republic on which it doesn't stand, two nations under God, not indivisible, with liberty and no justice for all. My country, liberty, to find some sheet poopish, I say to be.
Start talking. Die.
Talk. President.
Alright, this is Let's Make a Deal! This is Bob Barker, woof woof, on Channel 2-4! And now, our first contestant is Mr. Grump! Hello, Mr. Grump!
Hello, Mr. Barker!
Woof!
Well, today, we have a contestant who would like to win a car, right?
Right.
Now, we shall give you a lottery ticket. Just a minute. Hello, this is Bob Barker again, woof woof, on Dealer's Choice. Let's make a deal. Now here's Mr. Grump.
I am so excited.
You are? Well, would you like to win a baby carriage?
No, I want a car.
A car? Let me show you a lottery ticket.
One moment, folks.
All right, I'll be right with you. Now we shall go to a commercial called Chicken of the Shit. All right, folks. Would you like to have Chicken of the Shit? You go into the city and you'll find chicken shit, and then you buy it for $1 each.
Oh, this is Let's Make a Deal again. Woof woof. Barbara, remember me? Well, Mr. Grump is still waiting for his car. All right, Mr. Grump, can I see your lottery ticket?
Sure.
All right, he'll stick it out of his pocket in a second. Let's see now. The number is
N-E-W-W-O-R-K. Let's check my lottery ticket. No munchy frito. His ticket is lost, so he wins the baby carriage. Lucky Mr. Gruff, what do you say? Boy, isn't he grouchy? Oh, this is, let's make a deal. Well, this is the end. Mr. Gruff has just lost, but he has his baby carriage. What do you say again?
Well, I'll tell you this. Shit.
Oh, so this is McDonald's. What do you want today? You have quarter pounds with shit on rye. What do you want? With onions or shit?
Shit.
Alright, 1 pound with shit on it. Yes? Would you like a Coke with a Hamlet on it?
Shit fries.
Shit fries, alright.
We come to bring this new broadcasting. What is the broadcasting?
Well, there is a new show on television. It was called Lost in Shit.
Would you please spell that?
Well, S-I-S-H-I-T. Shit! Well, this is the television studio, and this is a new show. This is Mr. and Mrs. Gruff's Family Life.
Lovely. Lovely. Would you marry me?
Only if you have sex in yourself.
But, I don't have sex. I beg you, marry me.
If you want to marry me, you have to go to sex school.
I can't afford it.
What do you mean you can't afford it?
But, lovely, I'm getting farted off from my work.
If you're getting farted off from your work by your boss, why don't you fart on him?
Because I don't eat as many beans as him.
The next day, the boss wants to show you something.
I've been spying on you for a few days. Man, you listen close and tight. I put a tape recorder in your house and heard what you said. Well, I just wanted to calm down my wife. You wanted to calm down your wife? What I heard on this tape, I thought your wife was calming you down. You fucking two-ton bitch. Man, you're fired. Dun, 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 dun.
How was your day at work, dear?
It sucked, and also my boss fired me.
That's too bad. Now you could take lessons at the sex school.
Over my dead body.
This is Bob Bucker on Let's Make a Deal. And today we have a new contestant. His name is Mr. Wolf. Hello, Mr. Wolf. Hello. Mr. Wolf, I heard, wants to win a cage. Hello, Mr. Wolf. Would you like to say a few words to our fellow students and friends out there?
Yes, I would like to say something.
Well, you would like to wonder what I need. The carriage. The cage for. Well, I need it for my son. He's a pretty wild wolf, man. And you know, I gotta let him practice so when he goes to the zoo, remember that he'll be used to the zoo. So you know, I have to get him a cage. So, can you give me a lottery ticket? Yes, I will. Don't worry, Mr. Wolf, I will give you. Here you are. And now, we shall hear a commercial. Hello, are you having problems cleaning your house? Well, then, you should call a maiden. If he doesn't know how to clean, clean it yourself. But you must pay the maiden. It'll cost you $100 for him each minute. And you know, maidens, they are very paid. You have to be paid if you want a maid. So buy the maid and be paid. All right, we'll be right back in a second for another commercial. Hello, this is McDonald's.
Hello, sir. What would you want today? We have chicken liver with shit on top. Or would you like to have our new recipe called chip fries? It's a new dynamic called chip fries. You get it anyway in your participating McDonald's. It's a great taste. You just put shit and fries together and you just call it shit fries. What would you like? Shit or fries? Shit fries, that's what I'll say.
Yeah, we're taking out the trash. Shit fries. Sounds good, huh? Some deep fried potatoes, a little excrement on top. Mmm. Young boys enjoying themselves. Okay, let's get into something a little more grown up. Just a little more, not too much grown up. Some yearning. Ready for some yearning? This is also something that I played on the program before. In a different form. It was heavily edited the first time. This time it's still edited, but the juicy parts are intact here. It's an audio letter from Hawaii. I'd like to thank Georgia Todd for this submission. And it's from a girl named Debbie. Seems like a very nice girl. 19 years old. And her boyfriend, her lover, her beau, Brian, he left Hawaii. Went back to the contiguous 48. And boy, does she miss Brian. They've obviously consummated this teenage relationship, these two. Very obviously. What you're going to hear here is young love. The power and intoxication. That eternal, deep, serious feeling. Very serious feeling. Of really loving somebody for the first time. Oh, it's powerful. And this is kind of a common format, in a sense, for an audio letter, because you're apart from somebody and you miss them, including missing them physically. And I've seen this pattern before. What happens is she starts to talk about how much she misses him physically. And she gets all worked up and then realizes what she's doing to herself or whatever. And she backs up and starts talking about the normal stuff. But then she works back into the erotic material. All right, get ready for this one.
Hello, Brian. You sent me a tape, so I decided I was going to send you a tape. And, well, here it is. I just got your tape today. Today is Monday. Not Monday. Tuesday, the 15th. Of August. Yes, 10 days ago, I became 19. Yes, I was thrilled. Anyway, I just wanted you to know I love you more than anyone in this world, or anywhere else for that matter. I think about you all the time, day and night, in my dreams. Today, really nice. I called you on the phone. Talked to you for an hour, but I guess you know that. That was you I was talking to, I hope. If you hear children in the background, that's my stupid neighbors. I shut my windows, I shut the doors, but I can't seem to filter out the outside world. So if you do hear them, I apologize. like that song you recorded on your tape. Our secret marriage. And you were right. It does remind me of us. Just like it reminds you of us and this beautiful song. It's the way I feel about you. I really liked your audio letter. I also liked your written letter. I dream about you so much. I think about you all the time. I never get tired of thinking about you. I never get tired of looking at your pictures and remembering all the good times we had together. And that really sometimes gets to me, you know. Because there really is no one else in this world for me but you. You asked me not to leave you. Brian, I couldn't ever leave you. You asked me to always love you, and I always will. Brian, my love for you is greater than you think. Or maybe you know how great it is, but Brian, it is incredible. I never knew that I could love someone this much. You probably hear an airplane going over. I hope you can still hear me. If you can't, I'm sorry. That's what you get for living near an airport. I know this sounds kind of funny, okay? And don't take this wrong. I'm kind of glad that we've been separated for almost 2 months. It was hell. It was pure hell. But I've learned a lot. I've learned just how much I really love you. I've learned what kind of a person I really want to be. And I've learned about you. And I've realized how wonderful you are. I mean, I always knew how wonderful you are, but now I know you're wonderfuler than I thought. You just make me want to write poetry and sing songs. God, thinking about you just drives me crazy. Good crazy, not bad crazy. God, Brian, I'm dying to be with you. Right now I'm sitting on my bed. There aren't any sheets or mattress liners on it. It's just a plain brown mattress. It's ice cold. Feels funny in my butt, but it's helping my back a little bit. Got my period. Ugh, I hate my period. But I guess I'm glad to have it because it's a reminder every month that, you know, someday if I want, I can have a child. Although right now, I don't want one. You know, I mean, if you and I accidentally did get pregnant, then, you know, I'd be happy, but I'm not looking to get pregnant, which is why I'm trying to get on the pill. But I promise you, Brian, I've been completely celibate. I can't imagine doing that with anyone but you. And like I said, that if you did, and I don't think you did, but if you ever decided to do it with someone, I'd forgive you, because I love you, Brian. I love you so much. You know, one of my favorite things to do now is to get a whole lot of pillows and put them under a blanket. And then I snuggle up to it and put my arm over it, put one of my legs over it, and like I used to do with you, and pretend it's you, and then I fall asleep. Because, well, what else am I going to do with pillows? And in my sleep, I dream about you. Dream about kissing you. Dream about feeling your body beneath mine. You know, one of my favorite feelings is feeling you against me, you know. We weren't wearing any clothes, just our naked bodies just pressed together, skin against each other's skin. I love to feel your chest against mine. I love to kiss your neck. And you know, I used to love, you know, biting your nipples and just, you know, just when we were just laying there, I used to love to just let my hand wander down your stomach and slip between your legs and just rub that wonderful place between your legs. You know, it's so silky underneath. It's really, really nice. I love to kiss you too. You know, just kiss your inner thighs, lick your balls and your penis, and just, God, getting so hot thinking about this. I really miss it. I like to think about the nights we spent together, and I really wish I'd done things differently and stayed up all night instead of sleeping. I don't know what was wrong with me those nights. I'm really sorry. But you were always so understanding. Still are. And Brian, we will be together. Very, very soon. Within a matter of days. We shall be together. I almost croaked when you told me it was $198, though. Oh, boy. Oh, where are we gonna get that kind of money? Actually, I want you to take the plane, so it'd be 301. Where am I gonna get $301? I don't know, but somehow we'll be together. When you do come up, I want to go up and stay with my grandparents a few days. We'll have to take Kate, because there's no one else to take care of her. But, actually, no, we can't take Kate. She's got to go to school. It's even better. It'll be really great up there, because we'll have absolute freedom, large house, beautiful place. I'm sure I can get access to a car. We'll be able to sleep in the same bed. And, you and I are pretty noisy, but I'm sure they'll be able to handle it. And, I don't know, make love till we drop, I guess. How easily I say that. Well, the truth is, I'm dying to make love with you. First time we do it after this long 2 months apart, I want to be on top. I want to shove you up in my hot cunt. Just, oh God, just squirm all over you. Just till that hot cum shoots up inside me. I love the way that feels. I love feeling you inside me. God, I'm gonna pass out if I keep this up. Whew. It's pretty hot today. I took a walk with my sister. A couple of skaters followed me home. They were too young for me. Nah, I told them about you. They said they knew you. When they found out how old I was, they were kind of embarrassed because they were only like 15. You know, I looked kind of young today. I had my hair back in a ponytail. My braid was tucked into my shirt by accident. I was just wearing shorts and a t-shirt, so, you know. But, I can't wait to get that film. Can't wait to develop it. And I'm thinking, I'm going to go up to 1 hour a day that Heather's not working, and I'm going to pay the full price to get it done within an hour. Because I want those pictures. I want them. Just like I want you. I want you so fucking. God damn, Brian. I've been trying not to masturbate. I've been trying to save up, but God, I'll be honest. Every time I get thinking about you, I do one of two things. I play romantic music or I masturbate. And masturbation's not nearly as good as the real thing. My father and my sister went to the library, so I'm here by myself now. And I really wish you were here. God, those people that moved into your house, Brian. They screwed your house up bad. Oh, God. All your plants in the backyard are dead. The lawn hasn't been mowed since you left. They've got a whole bunch of kids' toys thrown all over the place. They're probably some jerky Oriental family. I don't know. Stupid fucking lady next door called the cops on me the other day. I was outside, in my backyard, and I was, sunbathing. And nobody was home, just me. So I had a cigarette, because, you know, I need one every once in a while. And, I was laughing because, I saw this cat walking along the wall, and I scared it, and it fell off, and I guess I perversely thought it was funny. Anyway, she called the cops, and, they came over and, you know, they asked me if I was doing some kind of narcotic or something like that, and I said no. It really pissed me off. I went over and told her, fuck off, leave me alone, you know, it's my life. Just smoking a cigarette, you know. But, she's very nosy, and, you know the type. Oh, Brian, I need you so bad. I just need to feel your arms around me. Put my arms around you. And that fabulous body of yours. I love our size differences. Your body is so big. I mean, God. I love your size. I mean, everything on you is just so big. And it's wonderful. I feel so safe and comfortable with you. I can say anything to you. But I've got to get out of Hawaii. I mean, I am really going cuckoo here. Brian, I've got to be with you. I've got to be with you. I mean, There's no way we can be separated for 2 fucking years. I'm sorry, hon. I can't do it. I gotta turn the tape over now. Thank you.
Woo! Hey, put that away. You weren't touching your silky parts, I hope. Oh, my God. Well, there's Debbie. Debbie talking dirty. It is kind of a relief doing this because it's so much work snipping out the nasty parts. Oh, man. Oh, to be young again. Kind of painful to be that young and that urgent, but enjoyable at the same time. Very enjoyable, at least what I remember. Okay, now here's an example of something that if I did air it on the radio, it just would not have the same effect at all. In fact, I probably wouldn't. But it's fun. This is an answering machine tape. And I'm not sure of this fella's name, but best guess is he's in between jobs at the time of these recordings. And he has pissed somebody off. I think his girlfriend. It starts off with the typical kind of outgoing sound of the beep script. It's kind of a croaky voice. Then a couple of his buddies call. First guy sounds like it might be his brother, who's coming through with some money, I think, to help him out. And then another fella calls up, wants to know if he's going to come over and watch the fight. I think he calls back again, too. But after that, this tape belongs to this woman. And this is a type of answering machine tape that's usually entertaining. With the scorned woman calling again. Well, I've heard scorned guys too, but the scorned woman this time. Calling again and again and again. And what's really nice about this is she's drinking the whole time. So every call has more of that alcoholic energy. And apparently he's dissed her. And, so she's going for the jugular. You know how it is with curse words. They're usually used for effect. I'm really a believer in using profanity for effect at the right times. If you're like Ziggy Bathtub and using every other adjective is fucking this, fucking that, it doesn't really mean anything. It takes away the power. But if you sprinkle them in when you really need them, when you're really emotional, when you really got something to say, when you really want to explain to somebody how angry you are, they can be the best. And that's the situation here. Apparently, he had to borrow some money for the mortgage. She has a particular way of pronouncing mortgage, which is pretty interesting. From his sister, his half-sister. And she drives that point home again and again. She's not happy. Not happy.
Sound of the beep, kindly leave your name and telephone number and a brief message. I'll get right back with you. Thank you.
Peace. What's up, silly? It's D-Mac Leather. All right, I was calling over for you. I'm gonna call mom. I'm gonna talk to mother tomorrow, all right? And I'll make sure I'll beep you and let you know the deal. If not, we're still gonna be there. I'll be there to help you out for Saturday. Assalamu alaikum. But I'm gonna invite you anyway. Whatever, I'm gonna let you know tomorrow. So, God bless you. Assalamu alaikum.
I'm over to see the fight today. Give me a call. All right? Thank you. Bye.
And if possible, the criteria.
All I was trying to do was help you. I don't know why you gonna get. Don't call me and shit like that, but your ass gonna be up the creek when your stepfather there. He ain't gonna have a pot to piss in. Now, if you pay the mortgage and shit like that and show some damn bills that'll let your half to pay the damn mortgage, you ain't gonna have a pot to piss in. Hey. I just hate to see you go on the ground. You done packed the house and shit like that. But you go ahead. You go ahead. You go ahead. Call me when you need me. Okay, I'll be right here. You's a stupid ass motherfucker.
Hold on, I don't care. You never call me no more. But you better look out for yourself. With your two sisters. You better look out for your damn self. And stand up and stop being a goddamn mama's boy and trying to depend on somebody else. So they're going to take that house away from your goddamn ass. You keep on doing what you doing now. You keep on letting them pay the mortgage and stuff like that. You ain't got nothing to show that you paid shit. And when your stepfather die, who's going to get the house? They is, because you ain't paid shit on it. The mortgage or nothing. So I don't give a damn you don't like me or I done did something to you. I don't give a fuck. I'm looking out for your part at the end. And if you need me, I will help you. But you still a goddamn asshole. You a fucking asshole. Bye. Damn. You have to run it along that along. But Tony, your ass gonna get fucked up. over your sister. You ain't playing no markers there and shit like that. And then you going to treat me like I'm a pile of shit? Oh, no. You're not going to do that to me, honey. You better get back to your sisters and find out where they're going to put you at your goddamn ass. You better stand up and start to be a damn man and take care of your bills and stop letting your sister paying them markets and shit like that. Because when your stepfather die, you ain't going to have a place to stay. Okay, you pussy-ass motherfucker, you call and tell me why you don't want to be bothered me. Because you just a pussy. Because if I didn't want to be bothered with you, I would come straight out of my mouth and tell you something. You just a little pussy motherfucker. And your sister going to take that goddamn house away from you because it played the tax. You better stand up and recognize and do something for your goddamn self. Pussy motherfucker.
Just a pussy. Pussy ass motherfucker. Too bad though, he had to go to his sister to get the mortgage. Man. No doubt he didn't treat that woman very well. She was just looking out for his part of the end or something. You are attuned to the Audio Kitchen here on WFMU.org. The professor, your host, playing unprofitable and unprofessional, very unprofessional recordings. This is all the kind of stuff I could play for people at my house, but I couldn't do it on the show until now. By the way, that cassette was found at Shecky Beck's Resale Emporium in North Brooklyn. And here's something that was offered to me from David of Idio Audio. Idio Audio, a shortwave program of oddball recordings. Not on the air right now, but hopefully it'll be back. They've actually rebroadcast the Audio Kitchen a few times. And for that, I am very thankful. It's so great to be on shortwave with all the crackles and static. Nonetheless, this is from a fellow named Larry. Larry of suburban Detroit. And while David was working at a college radio station right across the border in Canada, he's a Canadian guy, David. This guy, Larry, would call up and torture these people at this radio station. Apparently, he had nothing better to do. In fact, he had so much time on his hands that he actually created radio shows on cassette to intimidate and or entertain the staff of the radio station. And this is from one of those. I played him once before. And that Larry, a very strange man, has a schizophrenic style of doing this radio show. In other words, he is the host of the radio show, and he is the co-host of the radio show. And this particular segment involves oral sex. He's discussing oral sex and the swimming equipment.
Look at what I found, man. I was cleaning out my garage. I was cleaning it out. Look what I found, man. Look at that.
Well, what is that?
What is it? It's a mask. It's a scuba diving mask. Well, actually, no, it's a snorkeling mask. I use this when I snorkel. I use it when I snorkel, you know.
Well, you're in luck, boy, because you still got a lot of summertime left. You can do some snorkeling.
No, I'm not going to do any snorkeling.
Well, why not?
Because I don't go out in the sun anymore. I understand the sun, and I don't go out in the sun. Boy, I must have been crazy, man. You can't go snorkeling. You know what happens to you when you go snorkeling? You just fry yourself out in the sun. That's what you do. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm fucking crazy, man. But I'm going to keep my mask, though, you know. Yeah, I'm gonna put the mask on when I eat some chick's pussy. When I'm down there between her legs eating her pussy, I'll have my scuba mask on. It's a nice change of pace, you know. Pardon me, my darling. I must put on the appropriate gear, you know. Sorry. Yes, when I'm eating her pussy. When I'm eating her sweet little pussy. I love eating pussy, you know. That's real nice, man. That's a nice. That's a real nice. Yeah, that's true. Put my snorkeling mask on, man. I'm not going snorkeling no more.
Well, you can go snorkeling on a cloudy day.
Yeah, cloudy day don't make a difference, man. Still fry your ass out there. I'm not going to do that. That's crazy, man. Crazy. I'll go in a bathtub or something, you know. That's what I'll do. The bathtub ain't big enough, man. Except when I'm eating pussy, I'll eat some chick's pussy in the tub. Have my snorkeling mask on. Do some snorkeling down there, okay? That's what I'll do, man. Because I just love eating pussy. Mighty good. Mighty good. I don't care what kind of pussy it is either. 12-year-old pussy, 13-year-old pussy, 14-year-old pussy, 15-year-old pussy, 16-year-old pussy, 17-year-old pussy, 18-year-old pussy, 19-year-old pussy, 20-year-old pussy, 21-year-old pussy.
Well, keep on going, boy.
Oh, man, this boy likes his pussy fresh. I like my pussy nice and fresh, you know what I'm saying? I don't want that. So I ain't going much further, man.
I know, that was kind of painful, wasn't it? I had to squeeze a little pedophilia in there, you know, just to keep it exciting. Well, that's Larry. Next up here, I got Rick. Rick and a friend of Rick's. Played Rick on the show once before discussing the OJ trial with some old cracker guy. And had to do a lot of bleeping. And this particular section wasn't really fit for bleeping, but it fits the show well. It's Rick discussing sex with his friend. And about how you can get tired of the same old partner. And then goes into detail about his girlfriend, probably his wife, actually. And about how she, centers her eyes on the crotch of men's pants and all about that kind of thing.
Yeah, I have cycles. And during my cycles, I have a harder time getting an erection.
Yeah.
But worse than that, I get an erection, it goes away. It goes away.
Because, you know, I've had that even when I was a young man.
Right.
That the erection would go away. Not when I was jacking up, but when I was with a woman.
Right, exactly. And so I have that. And then I have times where I want it, more often, times where I want it less often.
Yeah. Well, less often is one thing, and only
and
once
part
in
of it,
2 months.
It's very simple, Rick.
Yeah.
We are getting older.
Yeah.
And it's the same old pussy.
That's the main thing. See, I really sense that
that's for everybody, Rick. Everybody
yeah.
has it.
Yeah. So, I'm not concerned about the physical thing. In other words, I mentally can cope with that. If I want it less this month because I'm a month older, I understand that. And I think she does, too. But when I'm not even wanting to, you know, bother with the lovemaking and the carrying on, it's because it's the same old pussy.
Sure.
But, you know, she is such a sexual creature. I mean, all she has to see is a print in any man's pants, what
right.
she calls a print. The, you know, a little bit of the penis shows through. When
turns
we were...
Right on.
Huh?
Turns it right on.
Turns it right... We were at a convention. I mean, she looks at men's... that area like we look at tits.
Yeah.
And I tell her most women do not do this, and she insists they do. I said, I'm telling you, they
don't. I don't know, Rick. I really don't know.
A funny story was we were at this harmonica convention, I think it was about 2 years ago, and this guy was delivering a seminar on bass harmonica, and finally she whispers in my ear, we were about three quarters through, she says, who's going to tell him about that chalk mark on his pants? I said, what chalk mark? It was a chalk mark right across his fly. So she would notice that. Everybody else is paying attention to the bass. She's
exactly.
paying attention.
The
so,
truth of the matter is, if I had a guess,
yeah.
I would say probably more women look at it than you would think.
Yeah.
But she is probably more active than most women.
Definitely. I know she is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anyway, I turned to her and I said, nobody's going to tell him. He doesn't need to know. He will not be embarrassed to find out later on in the evening that he had chalk on his pants all day.
That's funny.
Because she would have been the volunteer.
Of course.
Hate to tell you this. But you know where your dick shows?
That's
right
fine.
There, there's chalk.
That's...
Sorry, I was wiping off the chalk. Okay, now we're getting to the end here. And, this is the worst of it, I gotta tell you. This is another audio letter from a woman. And it's sort of in the same vein as the one we heard earlier from Debbie. Sort of. Well, to begin with, this woman is like three times older than Debbie. And you know how Debbie is so full of that youthful, that yearning, and a sweetness? Well, the sweetness is gone here. It's just, it's yearning, but it's, I don't know. This came from P. Hicks out in California, and the story goes, this is this is a reel of tape that was found on the floor of a train. That's what he told me. That's what somebody told him. It's appropriate anyway, I guess. Anyway, this is from the 60s. Ladies from Eastern Canada, the Maritime Provinces. And at first, it just sounds like normal old lady stuff, you know? Like her friend's surgery and the weather and... looking at wicker baskets at an estate sale. It sounds like it's real normal. But, oh, man, look out. You know how Debbie kind of starts to talk about the dirty, well, erotic stuff, and then she gets out of it, and then she slides back into it again? This woman, once she starts talking about the erotic stuff, she just drills into the topic so deep and so far. I don't know. This is hard for me to listen to, okay? So, if you've got a weak stomach, maybe you just want to shut off the archive now. But if you're ready for something really dark and nasty, you're in luck. When you think this couldn't get worse, it just gets worse and worse.
Hi, darling. Here it is, Saturday morning. And I'll get this tape started before I go off to get my hair done. It was indeed nice getting those two phone calls from you last week. At least on the Friday and then again on the Monday. You're going to have a huge phone bill. Have been noticing your weather. I would think this will go down in history as one of your worst winters that you could, that you've had in many a year. Between the volume of snow and the low temperatures. And I'm sure it's really enervating coping with the cold. It takes a lot of energy just keeping your body warm. I don't imagine you spend too much time out in the fresh air, however. But I don't know how much of a walk you have to take before you get to your means of transportation down to the office, and I'm not even sure how far you walk from the office to the elevator, or is it the underground? I really haven't any too much news. I think I mentioned on the phone that Trudy was in hospital. She had surgery on Wednesday. I gather there was something wrong in the area where the ureter joins onto the bladder on one side, and they've done a repair job there. And unfortunately, she's going to have further surgery in about 6 months' time, I gather. On the other kidney, it was plugged to something. So she really has a lot of what you would call genital urinary problems. However, I was up to see her last night for a while, and she looks pretty good and didn't seem to be too uncomfortable. Usual number of intravenous bottles running and drainage bottles and so forth. Mabel is still taking most of the combined energy of the whole family to keep her going, between Lorna going in and getting her breakfast and Joe and I getting her supper. And quite frankly, this can't go on. You know, you can do it for a while, but you can't indefinitely, not when you have other commitments. And I'm in a mess at work. I just seem to be inundated with work. And behind in reports and so forth. So, it's very difficult. You cannot hurt a person who's always been generous with their own time. And I can appreciate her not wanting to consider nursing home care at this point. And, of course, getting a suitable person to come in is difficult. However, we'll have to work something out. By the way, I went to an auction a while back, bought some Indian baskets, which I think I'll say I used your money with for. This is what I had in mind. I don't know whether it was a good buy or not. However, you know, I've always wanted some. There was an estate being settled. And as usual, I go with Lorna, and she manages to restrain herself, and I find myself bidding. However, there's, let me see, a really large one, another one. They're both in very good condition, and then a tray. Then, let me see, three little birch bark sort of baskets. When I woke up this morning, I wished you were there, that we could just lay in here, watch the morning coming, at least lightness coming, morning light. It's hard to tell at first whether it was going to be overcast or clear. And right now it looks like it's going to be a nice day. The skies are sort of a light gray with sun behind them. And I just would have liked to have snuggled up to you, darling. Let you know that I want you to love me. I'd have reached down for your balls. Cut them for a while. I think you like that too. I like to press against you till I feel your cock getting hard and firm. Then I like to sort of position myself so that I feel that prick of yours right against my clitoris and into my cunt. Just get my leg up and over you, sort of wound around you, so that we really sort of fuse. I like to rub my cheek against yours. Feel you to press against my breasts and my nipples hurt. And my breast hurt would be more to the point. I'd start twisting and turning and sort of fucking on you. I think we'd start sort of scissors like. And really keep, get that prick of yours up me, honey. And really fuck on you. That's what I'd like to be doing. Really work at it. You'd like to see me getting hotter and hotter. Till finally I say, darling, spread me wide. And you'd get up and I'd slide onto my back and you'd spread my legs real wide and get down and bite on my nub and suck on it. Get your tongue up my cunt. I'd be so hot I'd lick a bit on you, honey. That's what I'd do. I really want you to. Then, darling, I'd tell you to fuck me. And you'd, I'd get my arm, my legs up around your waist. And ram that prick of yours in me so hard. You'd feel you coming down on my cheeks. I'm gonna never keep fucking you, darling. I'm gonna screw. That's what I want to do. Come on, darling, fuck me. Ram it in. That's what I want. Darling, I'm gonna get my legs up on your shoulders. I wanna come. Oh, darling, I wanna come. In the arch and get my legs up there. I want you to explode too, darling. Imagine if you were here. Darling, I'm gonna pretend you're here. I'm gonna rub myself.
Uh-oh. Oh, 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 man. Oh, oh.
And darling.
Oh, God.
You're going to tell me to open my mouth and you're gonna get your prick down my throat. In my mouth and you're going to really explode in my mouth. I'm going to drain every drop of juice out of you. Oh, I'm going to be spent and you're going to lie here for a while afterwards on top of me, breathing heavily. And we'll just lie in the afterglow. Finally, we'll both need to go to the bathroom and we'll get up and...
Here it comes. It gets worse here. I'm sorry.
Well, I'll get in the tub and you'll just stand up over me and drain all over me.
Oh. Oh,
that's what you'll do. Then you'll watch me as I leak over you, pour over you. And you'll have to try to, and you'll feel it over your belly and over your prick. And we'll rinse off at the shower and then have a tub. We'll both be content.
It's not over.
Just dry you off. Oh, well. chase you a bit as I get down to dry your cock and dry your cheeks. I'll spread them off for a while and you'll feel my tongue against your asshole.
Oh, no, 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 come on, no.
Just like when you dry me, you'll tell me to bend over so you can spread and look at me. Tease me a bit. Like maybe you'll cream me and get your finger up me. Just because you like to see me twist and turn and cry out. You can get your finger up my cunt. And sort of support myself on the counter there in the bathroom. Then I'll tell you I'm going to get your breakfast and you'll finish in the bathroom and shave and eventually you'll come out to the bath into the kitchen and I'll have a good breakfast there for you. That's what I wish today had in store for us. Anyhow, it's nice to think about it, isn't it? It looks like it's going to be a nice day, darling, and I think what we'd plan on doing if the sun really comes out is that after I got my hair done, you'd have things organized and I think we'd drive up the upper levels and we might even drive as far as Whistler Mountain. Especially if it's going to be a nice day. The road's paved to Whistler now and that's where most of the skiing is. In fact, there was a big tournament on just recently. It would be wonderful. I just looked out my window before I started doing this. In the rockery, I've got a great clump of purple crocuses out. The yellow ones come out first, now I've got purple ones. I haven't any daffodils, but as I drove along Beach Drive the other day, I noticed some of the apartments right close, you know, where they get the warmth of the building, have daffodils out. Mind you, some years we've had them out earlier than this. And we could get a snowfall yet, but the gods have surely been kind to us this year. I hope next year they'll be kind to you.
Oh, man. Well, the gods have been kind to us. That tape's over. Oh, jeez. After all that, it's purple crocuses and the snow on Whistler Mountain. Oh, and appropriately, I can't find my in theme, you know, and I think I lost it on the train. I think I might have left it on the floor of the train. Can't find it. So here you get the instrumental version as I wind up the first internet-only dirty version of the Audio Kitchen. I'm recording this at the end of January, and I'll be doing a 3-hour Audio Kitchen during our fundraising marathon in March. March 14th, I think. And hopefully the Audio Kitchen will be back soon. I'll see you then.